The Department of Justice has demanded that Florida stop purging its voter rolls. Last night, the department sent a detailed letter to Florida's Secretary of State. The letter instructed Florida to end the practice, which it says violates the Voting Rights Act and the National Voter Registration Act. With more, we have Mark Caputo with us. He's been covering this story for the Miami Herald. Mark, why did the purge begin in the first place?
Well, if you're not a citizen, you're not supposed to be voting. So the idea was is to get rid of non-citizen voters. So far, no one's really been removed from the rolls. They've been flagged for removal. But the problem is that when you start looking for non-citizen voters and you use a database that doesn't have the most updated citizenship info, you're going to wind up disproportionately targeting those who are immigrants, even if they're lawful citizens, and that's largely Hispanics, and that's what you're seeing here. Now, there's another aspect of the story is that the federal government has refused to help the state in this effort for what looks like 9 months. A lot of these problems possibly could have gone away if the Department of Homeland Security had made its citizenship data and database available to the state, but it refused, setting a host of technicalities that they didn't really specify to us.
Which means that in order to comply with this letter from the Department of Justice, Florida's Secretary of State simply has to stop purging people or even flagging people as possible non-citizens?
Correct. The term of art is systematic. The systematic effort to kind of clean the rolls, they're supposed to stop. And it appears, and we're going to find out from Governor Rick Scott real soon, I'm at a press event which is going to start in a little while, it appears the state might actually fight the feds on this because the state believes it's comporting with federal law and that it has the right to remove ineligible voters from the rolls. In order to remove ineligible voters, you got to be able to look for them. And they say we should be at least allowed to look for them.
Although it appears there also seems to be something about the timeline, that they waited too long in order to get this done.
Yeah, well, that's the interesting thing about this, is that the state apparently launched this 9 months ago and encountered a variety of obstacles from DHS, the Department of Homeland Security. And then as time dragged on and as this window got closer, well, now we're within a 90-day window of a federal election. That's our federal primaries that we're holding here, August 14th. And the feds have said, look, you got to stop because that's the law. And the state says, no, actually, the law is a little less clear than that. Well, we'll see what happens. The state has until June 6th to respond.
That's Mark Caputo. He's been covering this story for the Miami Herald. It was, in fact, an analysis from the Miami Herald that possibly spurred this action from the Department of Justice. Mark, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.